Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the world.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined today in the studios by comedians Ciro Dobrik.
Yes, sir.
Not going to fuck that up again in the fifth time. If I fuck it up again, I'm going to give you my permission to bitch slap me.
Sounds good. Sounds right? Good.
You're going to be the first person.
Actually,
in a long
sounds time. Like this.
Yeah. You know. And, of course, John Schaefer.
Thank you. Thanks for getting my name right.
Yeah, well, you know.
Thanks, Dougie.
I don't know what it is. You know, when I picture his name, I see the letters in my head.
Yeah.
And there's always like a self-correct mode in my mind where something seems like it, you pronounce it the way you see it. And you're like, no, not this time. You know, you're not going to fall for that shit.
Just that, yeah.
You know,
it's like an internal switch.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you know, talk about usually in the first segment we open the show, it talks about discussions on comedy and shit. We got a lot of shit to talk about. You know, you're doing a video.
A movie, yeah.
Jimmy the Killer Dick.
Jimmy the Killer Dick.
And of course, you know, I got a lot of shit. I got stories to tell. And, you know, before the show, we were talking about a particular subject matter, which was interesting, about finding out someone's talking basically shit about you or they don't have a good impression of you. And every interaction you can remember is like, well,
yeah, no, that it's actually going to be funny for people who hear you talking about this, because I think that everyone's be like, oh, yeah, no, Dougie, I know that there's people who don't like him. But anyone who knows me and listens to this, they're going to be like, oh, I know exactly who hates him.
Yeah.
I think that's a slight on me, but...
Yeah.
Pretty sure no one dislikes me.
No.
I'm well-renowned.
Right.
Well-liked.
Yeah.
All my policies go through the moment I sign them. I mean, it's...
Yeah. You know... Listen. Here's the thing. If you're outspoken and you know, and you're gonna eventually get some enemies. You know, I can honestly tell you, I don't know anybody that says anything bad about you.
I hope not.
You know, I can't say, oh, that guy Ciro, what an asshole. He's like so inconsiderate. You know, I've never heard that. Oh, that guy Ciro, he thinks he's such a fucking smart. You know, he thinks he's so fucking funny.
The meanest thing I ever hear about Ciro that anyone's ever said is that he's crazy, but at least that's true.
Well,
I mean, I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, I know. No, there's no... Listen, it's humbleness. You know what I mean? I don't try to be better than anybody. I'm just trying to be better than me.
Well, I think you...
it's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of more difficult when you have a show like this. You know, like a lot of times I've been outspoken. I don't hold back. Yeah, you know, but you were talking about the example, like I had a local comic who I had a well-known spat with in the last year or so down here. And he basically accused me of talking shit. Now, that by itself. So if I walk up to somebody and says, hey, that guy talks shit. You're like, that's fucked up. You know, the next thing you know, somebody's like, well, that's fucked up. Why'd that happen? No, he's just talking shit. Well, that's fucked up. So they draw this impression of that person.
Yeah.
Right? Meanwhile, this is what talking shit was.
Right.
You know?
You walked up to him and you told him.
This person did something in the show. To shit on the audience, right?
Which is always
the best thing to do.
Yeah, at a professional venue, you know, that I'm trying to keep a stage for local comics. And, you know, and I did have a discussion with this person after the show. And a mutual friend of ours then kind of had things going. We're friends. I had to tell him what happened. I'm not going to say, no, I'm not going to tell you. And, you know, again, having the conversation with that individual, tell that person the conversation, told him what I said. This person now hears, oh, he's fucking talking shit about me. Now, you know what I'm saying? So here's now how somebody goes off. He's got four or five other people like, well, that's fucked up. You know, and they're all like, side. So when I go to an open mic, I get a look from somebody like, what the fuck's wrong with this fucking douchebag? You know, why am I getting that fucking stink eye?
And it's like, always like a game of telephone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because no one's heard what really happened from the get-go besides the two people that were involved in the first place.
Now, what I'm going to say, it's weak-mindedness. And because, listen, if somebody says something about, let's say you say, hey, man, so-and-so is a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be like, well, what happened? You know, and if you say, ah, oh, he's a fucking asshole, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to, you know, well, what I mean? I think I'm going to lay it there.
But then there's also the people that, you know, are going to make their own version of the story. And even that gets traced, like how he said, telephone. Oh, Jimmy told Sandy that Sally hit her. Oh, did you hear that Jimmy pulled a knife on Sally? You know, it'll escalate.
Yeah. You know the facts before you're going to come to some sort of conclusion, I think, is the...
And it's a bandwagon, and it's a mass mentality, you know what I mean?
But here's the good thing. I don't, you know, if certain people have a certain opinion,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? At first I'd be like, why would somebody think that? You know, I've always been cool with that person. I've helped this person. One particular person in that little circle was somebody who I've, like, given tags to. Yeah. Like, I've taken the time to go up to after an open mic, like, hey, man, that's, you know.
That was a good show.
You know what I mean? You know, yeah, here's something. When you're doing this came to my mind. You may want to use it, you know, by all mine. And, you know, that kind of stuff. Then to hear this person go, oh, yeah, this person's in that crew of Dougie haters. Yeah. All because of this one little fucking moronic fucking seed by this fucking moon pie individual. So, you know what I'm saying?
There's clicks.
Isn't that the best? Moon pie?
Moon pie. It's fucking great.
To me, it's a great way to express somebody who just sits there and they look like they're fucking happy and everything's cool, but they're just full of shit.
There was a story in our
face.
The whole thing reminds me of high school. And there was one time in high school where I got pulled over and I got arrested with a small amount of pot, like in front of Wendy's, in front of like the place I worked at. So that's a bad thing right there. Yeah. Well, I mean, the manager's the one who sold it to me, so it didn't matter. He wasn't going to fire me. But so what happens?
It's an inside job.
It was an inside job.
It's the only Wendy's that has, it's painted in green.
Yeah.
It's like Wendy's got green hair.
2 weeks later, I hear that I got arrested at Wendy's because I was in a fight and I was getting felony charges for having a gun. And I've never owned a gun. I've never shot a gun.
Well, it could have been a lot worse. You could have been blowing guys in the parking lot. That would have been a bad one.
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
Right? I mean, would you rather the rumor be that, you know, you got arrested because you had a gun than, you know, blowing guys in the parking lot?
It depends if I was in the Sopranos or not.
Depends who the guy is, really.
I do not want anyone knowing I'm blowing people.
Yeah. Did you hear that John got arrested blowing Charlie Sheen? Ooh.
Wow.
Winning. AIDS.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, but yeah, dude, so here's the thing, though. I mean, the best part about it, one of my mentors says, look, what does it matter? What does it matter that, you know, like some people feel that way? You know, like, in other words, it really has no, you know, in other words, in the big picture, it doesn't really matter. Like, you know, when certain things happen, you know, when something happens and then all of a sudden you see there's people that will take sides. Like in anything, you know, like this refugee thing that's going on. You know what I mean? You know, people are, oh my God, I can't. Look, it's 120 fucking days. 109 people got delayed on a fucking plane.
And it's,
you know,
Obama's policies that he's trying to.
The same countries, right? The same countries that they try to get higher vetting. They try to make it more difficult. Some people are like, well, how much more hard are you going to take it? When anybody says that to me, you know what I mean? It's like, well, how much harder are you going to make it? Are you going to take that test, motherfucker? Listen, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what that is. I just know that my family came here legally. My wife's family, you know, with the struggles of bringing people here from Cambodia, you know, and, you know, like how much work they got to fucking do. You know what I mean? So whatever it is, I don't give a fuck. It's a procedure. And if you're going to look at the procedure... I don't know if anybody's awake and if anybody wants to understand the fact that there is a war going on. There's a few wars going on, actually, in the bigger scheme of things. But there's definitely a war between, let's call it, radical Islam.
Radical Islamic terrorism. The problem
with this war, it's almost like a war on drugs. There's no home base.
Yeah.
You're fighting a concept or you're fighting a fucking, so you can't just go over to that fucking country. You can't go to that, you know, radical Islamic country and go there and fucking start dropping shit.
Exactly.
I mean, you can start asking questions at places like Islamabad. Like, if you're going to name your country Islamabad, you might not.
That's a good place to start.
You may want to change the name to Islamagood.
Yeah, leave Islamagood alone.
Yeah, this is Islamagood, man. All cool here, man. We play jukebox and watch fucking Starsky and Hutch. We're Americanized. You know,
they're Americanized, yeah. But like 80s Americanized.
I mean, the biggest thing is, here's, you know, there are terrorists of every single group of people in the world. Here's the difference now. All the other groups are not strapping bombs to themselves and going to public places and blowing themselves up. That's kind of the difference of where everything is going.
We have two threats in this country, all right? That's all relying on one. You have that the ideology.
I'm not saying all of them.
Listen, I don't care. Yeah, so that's the thing. You have radical Islamism, and you have their players, the people that buy into that. Now, it could be a guy named Chuck who works at a fucking Dairy Queen for the last 18 years in Jersey, who's from fucking Canada, but all of a sudden, because he reads so much shit and has taken so many drugs and so many girls have fucking not gone out with him, he's like, fuck this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, so whatever it is, so that's what I'm saying. You got to battle that. So how are you going to battle it?
You start making hookers legal and free.
Yeah.
And then when everyone gets laid, no one gets blown up.
All right. Well, I don't know. I think that's...
the rabble of everything, because everybody I've seen so far has read that book. Have you read it yet?
Which one?
Being a President for Dummies.
Yeah.
No. You know what I mean? So everybody knows what's supposed to happen. You know what I mean? They're supposed to... This is what's supposed to happen. This is how it's happening. This is what's going on. Why is he doing this?
Yeah, and everybody thinks they know they can do it better, but meanwhile, you open their door, the kids are fucking doing drugs behind their back, you know, the husband's actually banging the fucking, you know,
the neighbor.
His name, you know, I mean, and this person knows, you know, and that's the thing, we got to pay, the big picture, we got to pay attention to our own selves. I think if we pay attention to our own selves, we don't make mistakes like that by misjudging people of character. And because we keep looking at the situation, we're so ready to evaluate, you know, put a label on shit. And that's the thing. But like 109 people were held up in this situation. Now, listen, okay, in the big picture, it does hurt me. It does hurt me as an American citizen, as a human being, that people that are leaving are trying to find a better way. To safety of some sort and a much better option than the shit they have in front of them.
Okay.
That these, you know, it hurts me that some of these people at this moment have to be held back. It obviously hurts. I'm a human being. But then, you know, then I start saying, well, okay, of course it hurts me. It hurts me when I see a fucking baby seal getting clubbed in fucking Alaska. It hurts me when I see a homeless guy in the fucking street. You know, it hurts me when I see an open micer doing the same act for 8 years. It hurts, you know what I'm saying? There's certain things that, you know what I'm saying? So I don't, it is. But at the same time, you know, this is, I'm in the reality that whether it works or not, it's an inconvenience. It's a 120-day ban on 7 or 8 countries, not all Muslim countries, right? Just obviously
the
ones.
By the way, all those countries are where Trump has companies in, where he has money being made in those countries.
Let me ask you a question. I got you. But that fact only means anything to me. Is that if he's in every other country as well, then your point's moot, M-O-O-T, Dave Siegel. You know, it's moot because it doesn't matter. He's in other countries.
Well, hold on,
if he was only in those countries.
In the countries that are Muslim countries in the Middle East where he has business, they are totally able to come here. In countries where he does not have business, does not have a hotel,
you think this is by Trump's doing. You don't think that these are shitholes.
Oh, these are absolutely right. Shitholes where terrorists are born.
So is Starbucks in any of these places too?
Say he does something to Egypt.
That's
what are we
going
to do with all of our obelisks? We're going to have to tear down all our obelisks in America. Yeah. Do you know how long that will take? That'll be so counterproductive.
Saudi
Arabia, we're not even allowed to sue them for their plot in 9/11. That's what our former God said.
You mean our former president? I totally disagreed.
He was a God, remember?
I disagreed with that. And I did that publicly, where we shouldn't just be able to sue the guy, which is what he said. We should not be able to sue the guy who paid for 9/11. Fuck that. Not just sue him. Why is he still alive? If we know who he is, where he is, and that's someone that Trump needs to take out, too.
Well, listen,
I got my eyes on Trump doing that, because that's one more thing where Trump has always been, I'm going to be the guy to do these things. So you know what? I don't like Trump, but if he does that, I'll give
him
credit.
Win you over. All right,
he wouldn't win me over.
You don't think this is the beginning of something?
I'd love to see it.
If anything, it should be evident that this is a, because only it was only a few weeks ago I've heard my liberal friend said, this guy said he was going to do this, this, and this. He's not doing it. And then he mentioned the wall's going up. What the fuck is up with the wall? Walls are, and then of course, you know, we're gonna have a, we have a new vetting process with the refugee system, and all this kind of stuff. And by the way, I thought this was interesting. Like, let's put ourselves in a little more of a smaller like universe of that type of similar situation. Let's say we're at a comedy club, we're at our own local club, and we're hanging out, and all of a sudden we're having a big open mic. We're invited comics, you know, from all over to come to this open mic, and there's a bus load of fucking guys from, let's say, Atlanta. Right, they're coming to the open mic, and they're like, "Hey, we're coming." And all of a sudden, Ciro comes up and says, "You know, there's a fucking, there's, I don't know who they are, but there's a couple guys on there. They're fucking, they're joke thieves. You know, all these fuckers do. They come and they fucking write in their notebook every time somebody's up there funny. Then they'll go back up to fucking Atlanta, and they'll start take your, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, so
I like the way that you're putting.
I don't know who they are, but I know there's, one guy maybe wearing a fucking Chiefs hat. I don't know." But all I know is...
But how do you vet them? How do you find out?
Well, here, so this is... Now, we're sitting there and we're asking, okay, do we want any of these guys to fucking come to the club tonight?
Right.
You know, let's call them up and say, hey, man, the show's canceled, sorry. Or, you know what I'm saying? Think about it. All we are concerned about is, you know, is it really worth it to us to have those... 10 or other
bigger,
fucking gags.
Bigger audience.
Comics
have,
that could come and be cool as fuck, or new contacts, people that can help us.
Or we invite them. Let them all go up. None of us go up.
Right.
None of us go
up. I see where you're going.
Tape all of their stuff.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick, the Atlanta comics, and win.
Like
it's
it.
It's a strife.
See, that's why you like Trump, because you're not going to sit there and mull over the nonsense. You just want to get to the fucking end. Like, you're right. So if they get there, they all show up, and then you know, maybe that was the thing, and maybe one of us could be like, this is how vetting that's what this is. They're saying, look, before we let this mass load of people in, and can we continue to do what it is we do? Can we at least, you know, check the fucking gate? Can we at least make sure there's not a fucking hole in the dam somewhere? Can we at least verify, to my knowledge, because I don't know about you, but if I'm in a situation, if I'm in a car with somebody and they're driving, right, and let's say we're going to be on a highway or something like that, and I just met this person, and, you know, if I had any type of concern about my well-being, I would want to verify.
Who they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm going home at night, 2 a.m, and I'm fucked up, and somebody says, hey, my friend's going to drive you home, I'm like, hey, dude, are you fucked up? You know what I mean? I want to confirm, I want to at least... secure whatever it is I'm doing.
How's this? I'll put it like this. I don't think that it should have been such an immediate fucking thing where people getting off the plane.
It was a very awkward. And that's why
way
people go,
it.
"What the fuck?" It scared the shit out of a lot of fucking snowflakes, as they call them.
They're gonna protest if we let them in. They're gonna protest if we didn't let them in. They're gonna wear pussies on their heads.
Yeah.
I really don't know what anybody's doing anymore.
Yeah.
All right.
Somebody posted.
What are you going to do, Madonna? Yeah. Let's play a game, Madonna. Truth or dare.
While we're on it, do you think she should be taken in and arrested just for the fun of it?
Listen,
I think she should be held in treason. I should think she should be charged with treason.
I really hope she does, just for the sake of her thinking that she can say that
right
on TV. Okay, say it in a book. Say it in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Tweet it later.
Say it somewhere
else. Don't even
else.
Tweet it.
But don't. I had a bet. I go, you know what? Truth or dare, Madonna? Oh, dare? Well, Trump triple dog dares you to do it.
I'd love to see her try
That's
to build a bomb on the side of
the
White House.
Dares people. You freaking.
She's got all her 12 kids from all these other countries building this bomb.
Yeah, dude. I think, because listen, she's all about symbolism. She knew what she was doing. In her mind, she's a smart woman. She knew that even though she didn't say it, she's basically telling somebody to do it.
Yeah.
Who gives a hot fuck about Madonna?
Well,
Madonna hasn't been fuckable since she like tried to suck some life out of Britney Spears.
We know what you did, but you know what? That's still not cool.
It's a bad thing. Like I never tweeted this. I was thinking about doing this at Dougie Dangerous on my Twitter. I was going to say, I often thought about hanging Madonna by a from a tree, you know, with my favorite Donald Trump tie.
So crazy.
You know what I mean? And just, and I'm sure I would, you know, but here's the amazing the reaction. One of the videos I saw earlier today on Facebook was, I guess, at one of these airports where these people were protesting. There was more protesters by rational. There was 500 times the amount of protesters that there were people who detained. In the fuck, yeah. You know, it was like 20,000 fucking people all trying to be make a point and look important for 109 people that are sitting there. Somebody, and they were probably like, "Oh, no bad. We watch TV. You know, fuck. We wait another hour, whatever." So there's 109. There's 109 people that, and I from what I understand, those people are all out of the airport now. They've all been set free, right? In a sense,
I haven't heard any of that.
Yeah, I thought that's what I heard.
I honestly haven't turned on the TV since Trump won because I can't believe any of it anymore.
Yeah,
I won't even believe it. Like if the Simpsons are on, I won't believe anything that happens in the show.
It looks like a laboratory experiment going on on our televisions every day.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a million people to march over here. Well, there's 350 million people in the country that are not marching. Okay? Right.
Yeah, they're like, all right, it's 120 days for some people.
Yeah, a lot of them are infants. I get it. That's not what I'm talking about. Let's exaggerate here.
CNN reached out.
Let's go big league.
CNN reached out to people to share stories, you know, about, you know, it's like almost like you're watching American Idol. You know, everybody's got a fucking sob story. Like, I was going to go see my dying mother and, you know, and... you know, out of those 300 people that are now can't make the travel.
You know,
no, there's 100 in the airport,
okay.
But there's about 300 and something people that are still in the countries waiting to come, like outside that have been their proven visas. They got everything done. They did everything they were supposed to do, and now those people are stuck. I mean, listen, it's like you're going to your club in South Beach. You know, you see people walking in, you're like, oh, fuck, it's great.
Is it worth
and then they fucking pull
months?
the red fucking velvet cord in front of you just before you're getting in. I'm like. What
is it worth
do?
Waiting 3 months to get here? Is America great?
Now, listen, I'll go on record as saying this. If this is a permanent thing and they really shut the gate and then they've hide, that's something I'll have a little problem with. You know, okay. Understand. I do buy into the fact that they want to take a look. They want to check the system. They want to make sure there's nothing we're missing based on newer technology. You know, it's like the NAFTA renegotiations. Look, after 10 or 15 years, it's a good time after... You know, everybody's. It's almost like an employee. If you worked for me for 10 or 15 years, we're going to renegotiate your fucking contract.
Yeah.
So that, you know, anybody that talks about that is just a fucking, like this guy Schumer, by the way, this fucking guy, you know, I think this guy should be in a soap opera on daytime TV. This fucking knucklehead,
he's
you know,
probably
he's the crying,
like
he's
niece.
Crying all over the place. He's crying for 109 fucking people that aren't even Americans. Let me tell you something, Schumer, why don't you cry about the fucking thousands and thousands of fucking Americans that are starving? The children that don't have fucking a dad coming home at night because whatever, he's fucking on opiates and he's banging the fucking local stripper. You know, why don't you worry about these fucking people as opposed to the people that are coming from another country that we have, you know what I'm saying? Look, you know,
whose dads, same fucking same, situation.
They're banging the same fucking country.
Like, me, we get it. Same
wouldn't that
story.
Be funny if they had that on CNN where they had a story, like a parallel story of this guy that's living here, American guy. He's on opiates. He's doing Vicodin and fucking oxycodone. And he's like getting hand jobs at a local strip club. And then they have another guy who's coming from Iraq, you know, or Somalia, or whatever. He's like, oh, yes, I always get, you know, my finger up my ass when I'm over in the fucking in the coffee shop. You know,
Farganizers.
You know what I mean? And how sympathetic can we be?
Let me ask you something real quick. When it comes to, I hear a lot of Democrats, which I have done myself, calling Donald Trump Hitler. And let me say something on that real quick. I think that every time that there is a new president now, I think that the other side ends up really, really hating the fucking guy. With Obama, you remember when they said, oh, there's going to be death panels. I don't remember anyone, you know, five people sitting down saying, all right, it's time to kill grandma.
I had Republican friends that would keep bugging me about, oh, they're going to take our guns. I'm like, shut the fuck up. No one's taking my gun.
But you know what? I'll tell you this. I think that you kind of do need those guys that call each president Hitler because that's just the best way to keep them from doing anything too Hitlerish. And so I don't think that we're going to see any concentration camps because there's going to be a lot of people holding up signs that with Trump on it with a little mustache.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to go that far. Now, here's the thing. If all of a sudden the vetting process finds, you know, some characters, you know, maybe there's a new way to, you know, try to find some of these people, which I think, look, I'm a realist. I think the problem is that is not even – we can't spend that much time doing that because there's so many other players – You know what I mean? But we have to worry about the big move. Now, I don't know if everybody's been asleep because they were paying attention to the election. But there was about several months ago where ISIS had said, because of some things happening, that they were going to really go after America. Like, they're actually now plotting to try to get. Now, this was just a few months ago. Plots don't take 3 or 4 fucking weeks. It's at a certain scale. It's a plot of major damage. It will take anywhere between eight to fucking 9 months to 2 years or a year. So the coincidence of this new vetting process, or the concern of this, now that a particular president-elect Donald Trump, who has his fucking military, generals around him now, and looking at this real threat. Now, I don't know if you think it's a real threat. Now, I guess there's certain people out there that worry about climate control and all this other shit, and there's also people that realize that we are in a situation where there are people that want to kill us. Not like a couple people in a fucking mall. These are the amateurs these are the open micers of fucking terrorists. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? These are the open micers. Now, the other ones.
Doug Stanhopes are coming.
Yeah, they're fucking, you know, the ones that really put a plan together and got some money. These are the ones.
9/11.
Yeah, now these are the ones that they will get caught in some sort of vetting process, because there's got to be movement, assets, transfer. It can't be some guy playing fucking tour duty in his fucking house and he happened to just load up on a bunch of fucking armament. You know? Listen. If anybody out there is not still, because Kim Kardashian put that stupid sign up on her Twitter, like, oh, one person's been killed by a fucking Islamic terrorist, 100,000 people got killed by fellow Americans. Well, because you're surrounded by fellow Americans.
Yeah,
I don't know if
true.
the odds are a little fucking different there, yeah. Kim Kardashian. You may want to fucking take a statistics class.
The total was 9, and there was 11,000 American to American deaths.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay. Well, can we get rid of the 9?
Yeah.
And then we'll work on the 11,000.
Yeah. I think that we should work on both, maybe.
Well, listen, it's like, all right, almost, that's like saying, just using a big number, let's say we got three fucking complete loser retards in the class.
Yeah.
You know, you're in education with kids. We got three fucking complete fuck ups. You know what I mean? And then
I don't believe he refers to them as that.
I don't call them that.
I'm sure you don't. I'm sure you don't. And then
at least not on mic.
Right.
No.
But then in the other case, you know, we have to deal with obesity. So there's 1,000 fat fucks in the class. You know. So let's tackle the problem that's, you know, really serious. Like these fucking knuckle, these two or three, because this is the big threat. The other ones we'll try to decline the sugar intake.
Yeah. So you're talking about like 90% of the class is fat, but then they're at least able to read. Then you got the other kids that can't. Who do you take care of first?
Yeah.
Well, I think that you can do a little bit of both. I mean, that's on.
But which
on
one
all
would you? Which one would be the immediate attention?
If I had a situation where I had a choice of, oh fuck, you only got the money to either make these kids smarter or make all of them skinnier, I'd make the other kids smarter, because you know what? When it comes to being a fat fuck, I'm sorry, but it's kind of your problem. It's kind of your fault. If we're able to give you, you know, when it comes to intelligence and learning how to learn, they may not be giving you the opportunity. Maybe you're an audio learner. Maybe, like with me.
Maybe it's glandular. Yeah.
Maybe you have a PTA, parents meeting, and the fucking parents come in. They look like two fucking, you know, fucking heifers walking in with
exactly.
Cowbell. Anyway, so I get your point. So my point is that, you know, there's sometimes certain things that need to be addressed immediately, you know, and which have a longer, you know, and the other one, like, look, I got to get a lot more people involved to get these fat fucks, you know, from eating Oreos.
Our metaphors we're using are so different.
Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with
Killing.
Yeah, I hear you.
I was going to ask if we could do just a couple more minutes, because I only got a couple more
minutes to talk about the movie. We'll have a little extension. All right. Here's what we're going to do.
It's about killing. The other one's about school. Let's figure out fat fucks.
Yeah. I know, right? All right. Let's talk about Jimmy the Killer Dick.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now you mentioned that your video. Is there a scene I could be in, or is there something you got
for
me?
I actually have a scene that I'd love to have you as. If you would like to be the executioner.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing? Am I
killing
bat?
Me?
You're killing.
I'm killing
the
you?
Yeah.
I'm really.
Yeah.
I'm killing
kill
the star of the movie.
You get to kill in the opening of the movie. Here's how. All right. Let me tell you a little bit about the movie.
All right. Cool.
So
pretty cool, actually.
Sounds like a cool role.
Yeah. I was gonna ask you, but I didn't know you want to make it in front on camera. Yeah. No. Totally. I'd absolutely love to have you on. I need an older, more intelligent looking gentleman.
Does that mean fat? What does that mean? Like he
No.
Like he knows.
I mean, I got a lot of
Oreos
young. I got a lot of young comics that want to do parts in this thing, But, you know, I want
I'm an actor, by the way. I'm a studied actor. Yeah. I've, you know.
The executioner, I need someone, you know, like, older. Like, I can't have some 20-year-old kid that, you know.
With life experience.
Yeah, with life experience. So this movie, Jimmy the Killer Dick, which Ciro will be playing Jimmy, and I'm really glad to have Ciro on the project.
Thank you so much, yeah. man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of
Jimmy
fun.
Jimmy the Killer Dick.
Yes. We're starting filming next month. The story is, and I came up with the idea from the story from, I was listening to Howard Stern. He was talking about how there was the world's first ever penis transplant. A guy who had cancer, lost his dick, they gave him a penis transplant.
I think
transplant.
He was in India, right?
No, I think it was here.
Was he here?
Yeah. So, in my story, a guy named Andrew, which I'm going to play Andrew, is a former military, so I've been working out. Former military, accidentally shot himself in the dick. And so they're giving him a new dick. Now, the opening scene of the movie is where Ciro, who is a serial killer.
Serial killer being punished for what I've done.
Yeah.
You're in jail?
I mean, he's in prison. I'm in the electric chair, actually. Yeah. And they're reading off all my credits, you know what I mean? All my things where I'll get the next job from, you know.
I gotcha. Yeah. Cool.
All the people that he's killed.
I see where you're going
that,
with this.
Which I pretty much just tried to like take all my ex-girlfriend's names and change them a little bit.
Yeah. So Maritza.
Yes, exactly. That's one of them, I think. So James, Jimmy, is put down by the state of Florida. His organs are donated. And his dick is donated to Andy. And the dick itself comes to life.
Starts robbing banks.
And kills people.
Becomes the reenactment of Jimmy the serial killer.
And
So his cock lives on.
Yeah, well, my cock is infamous in the movie, and it will be infamous throughout.
Now, are we going to see your cock? Is this going to be like a fucking
I have prosthetics.
Kind of? Yeah.
I needed to get something smaller that would fit on camera than Ciro's dick.
Yeah, so. It's like, you need like, back up. Yeah, there you go. Cool, man. So this will be like an opening scene.
Yeah, this will be an opening scene.
Yeah, so. And then, so I'm not like cutting his head off with a fucking ninja blade or anything.
No, I have.
I'm pushing an electric chair. I'm gonna give him a shot.
But we do have outtakes, so I mean, if there's
what you read off the list of crimes and all that is a lot of shit. And I'm actually adding. I just want like kind of a scene where you're walking through the hallway of the prison, just up to the electric chair. I mean, there's no lines or anything for that. Yeah. Just you'll be seen on there, right. And then when they sit you down in the chair, then you read off the list. And I don't want to ruin anything for anyone, but yeah, it goes
you
from
there. You got caught jerking nice. Off a fucking nice. Goat.
Yeah. That's why we got to put you down, Jimmy. Yeah.
All these other things we're fine with. It's this last one.
Yeah, this is the fucking feather that fucked the camel's backside.
Jimmy the goat fucker.
That's cool, man.
It sounds really cool.
I'm all for it. I gotta. You gonna have wardrobe and stuff, or is that stuff the actors will come up with?
Yeah, no. I'll. Well, I just need you in a suit, really. I actually need you to be.
I gotta wear a fucking suit.
The warden. That's yeah. right. The warden's you're just the
warden.
Gonna pull the
I'm the warden.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'm making all these props and shit.
It'll be good, man.
I'm gonna get
Can I get my own dick prop? Can I stick my own dick in this scene somehow? Can I do it?
I had to go to the dick store where they sell dicks, and these dicks are expensive.
Yeah, but you went 15 fucking times, dude.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I mean, you did a lot of research.
Dicks Unlimited?
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. Yeah. And well, I'm looking forward to it. I'll fucking do it. It'll be fun.
Really yeah, cool. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And
thank you, John.
Hey, we're going to come back, but John's going
to. Yeah, I got to get back to work.
He's got to get back to handling those two fucking retards.
Yeah, and the dicks.
And the dicks.
I
got
to go back
bucks.
To working with the dicks to there make them spit and throw up and stuff like that.
There
bite.
That's yeah. crazy. So, but Ciro and I will be
How animated.
Back. Right?
I'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back with segment two right after
Thanks,
this.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, this is John Levine, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, where I'm not always right, but Dougie is always wrong.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
That's great, it starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself. Turn world, turn its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up, an ox, beat grunt. No strength, the ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down, hype. Wire in a fire, rivers in a seven games. In a government for hire, in a combat site. Meant to us, coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team
Yeah. It's the end of the world, everybody. People are locked up in the airport, can't go home. How many times has that fucking happened to you, by the way? How many times have you been stuck at the airport?
Wow.
Nobody protested.
Actually, I was late coming here because I got detained.
Really?
Yeah. Turns out my penis.
Oh, yeah?
Radical Islamic terrorist. I thought it was pointing left. No, nope, that's east.
Hey, welcome to the show. By the way, again, thanks for John Schaefer stopping in and talking about Jimmy the Killer Dick. And it'll be fun to shoot that.
Yeah, it's going to be great. If I ever get my dick back, I confiscated that.
Yeah, well, hopefully you got to need that for your role. Of course, before the first segment, we were talking about this, the everybody just going nuts about even the parliament in England was voting on whether or not they'll even want Trump to come there. And, the prime minister's like,
back their invitation.
Yeah, I love watching that, like, parliament. I'd like to remind the honorable gentleman from Canterbury that his mother used to fucking sleep with pigs in the street. Go fuck yourself, sir. You know, I love I love fucking parliament. I love listening to those guys.
You can't beat their real dialogue.
Yeah.
When they're really talking to each other. Not this fancy schmancy stuff. The real deal. Yeah.
No, you have to, you know, I just, like I said, I've lost, to me, it's comical. I keep watching it. I keep seeing this video come up of this, like, the people crying when Hillary lost. Mm-hmm. That one woman who's just, you would think her fucking entire family was slaughtered.
Or at least her dog got run over. Something.
Yeah,
that
would be tragic. If you see your dog get run over, I'd be like, well, I'd
that's the reaction I would have.
Yeah, actually. I would definitely start, you know, fucking bawling and like just like, oh my God.
Didn't an actual world leader die in the last couple of days? Like he was assassinated? The guy from India got killed?
I don't know.
I think that's what I heard. And I might be just...
There was somebody, a member of something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not important. Forget about it.
Yeah. So, like I said, in a nutshell, again, my opinion on it, if this ban is still on after 120 days, I will have to relook at this as something that's bothering me or not. But the fact that it's temporary and they're going to look at, you know, they're going to look at this vetting process to reassure ourselves on, again, the big players. I'm not worried about the open mic terrorists. Right, I'm only worried about the real fucking ones that have a bankroll and, you know. And
it's just a step in the right direction.
Right.
It might not be the right move at the right time, but it's a step towards the right kind of thing to protect.
It's almost like if you're on a plane and all of a sudden the captain goes, like, this is your captain speaking, and seems that we had something leaking coming out of the wing. So the engineers are going to go look at it. The boys down there are going to look at it. So we're going to be here for a little bit. And then somebody's going to say, oh, this is fucked up. I'm like, really? You want to fly off with a fucking leaky plane, you fucking idiot?
Right.
Calm down, you know, calm the fuck down. Anyway, enough about that. But this is segment two. These are stories. Obviously, everybody knows about the refugee. I mean, everybody's fucking running around the place. But since we're talking about Obama, I think you'll find this interesting story. You know, Obama pardoned a lot of people, right? He pardoned the traitor. That's a woman now.
Yeah.
But here's a guy, a Michigan man, whose sentence was commuted by Obama. Is now killed. Dead.
Huh.
Yeah. A Michigan man whose drug-related prison sentence was commuted by a former President Barack Obama, was shot dead this week at the federal halfway house.
Was it a drug deal?
No. Seems like it was like the guy, you know, was probably safer in prison.
Yeah.
Because this guy was probably a rat. DeMarlin,
horrible.
Yeah, DeMarlin Thomas, 31, was shot and killed on a couple Monday nights ago by a man with an assault-styled rifle in Saginaw, Michigan, around 100 miles northwest of Detroit.
I love the addendums these days.
Yeah.
Assault style.
Yeah. It's a rifle.
It's a rifle.
Fuck. According to the local news, a spokesman for the Michigan State Police did not immediately respond to the request for comment, but two masked men with assault-styled rifles entered the facility where around two dozen people were staying. It's a halfway house. You know what a halfway house is? Those are people that are just down and out, you know, maybe just got out of jail,
trying to get their life,
and they stay there and they pay a real minimal rent. You know, they got to be in. There's certain curfews. They got to follow, like they're living with parents.
Can't do drugs. Right. Have to be clean.
Can't bring in hookers and stuff into the house. You know what I mean? Walked into this space with two dozen were staying in Michigan. David Kaiser told the news, One person watched over a group of them while another subject located the victim and executed him.
Huh.
So I'm going to guess this guy was like,
Yeah, he was a connected.
Yeah, he had some bad friends. You know, so maybe, Obama sent him on his, that's it, you know?
Yeah.
And, it'd be funny if they have a video of Obama like, I'm going to let.
It's not often, but sometimes you pardon your friends, so.
Yeah.
Whew.
Obama's like, I'm going to let DeMarlon Thomas, he's going to be free. He'll be staying at the halfway house over in Saginaw.
Put out a nice, did he put it on one of Hillary's servers?
Everybody some fucking guy that. Sitting at some fucking guy. What do we do now, motherfucker? I don't know. Would you hear that motherfucking Thomas out? We're going to fucking get that bitch. Remember, he stole all our shit.
We ain't got clean water, but God damn it, we got assault rifles.
Yeah.
There's no way.
So there you go.
Saginaw.
Now, this is a sad story. Your parents still around?
Yeah, my dad's alive.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How old your pops, more or less?
72.
Yeah, he's all right. So, like, I lost my dad at 76, and he suffered from Parkinson's and stuff, so it was really tough in the end to see him deteriorate that, you know what I mean? My mother had a little dementia and shit. But look at this fucking family. Relatives accused of abandoning California man with dementia in a UK parking lot. So, hey, Dad, we're going to go on a trip. We're going to England. I love fish and chips.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
that's pretty.
Right? I mean, it's like taking your dog to another neighborhood. Like, there's somebody I knew, and I hated this. I knew somebody. Like, I found it, my friend, he told me the story about his dad did. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was a kid, I fucking hated the dad ever since. Like, they found that he had a dog for a little while, and then he couldn't, so they took the dog and took him to a fucking neighborhood and left him.
Somewhere in Kendall.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Dogs in Kendall.
An American man with dementia allegedly was flown to Britain and dumped in a parking lot by his own family.
Wow.
Roger Curry, 76, was mysteriously discovered outside the bus station in Hereford in November back in 2015 after being abandoned by his wife, Mary, and son, Kevin.
Huh.
The case baffled cops after Curry was found in the picturesque hamlet with two men. One was a younger and also an American accent, and the second was a local man who answered a police appeal for information.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, take Dad to fucking England and leave him there. He'll get along with the fucking, somebody will find him and take him in. Oh, I found this fucking Yank walking around asking me where fucking Baltimore is. He wants to know where the fucking Pacific Ocean.
He says he's been calling for some kid named Johnny or Kevin. I can't make it out.
Wow. But, yeah. He was taken from LA.
I mean, we all dream about doing these things.
Yeah, but you don't do it.
You don't fucking do it.
I mean, you practice. You take him to Walmart and leave him there. And then you come back and hopefully find him.
That's, ugh.
Can you imagine? Just put him in a fucking home.
Something.
But they can't afford that. This is somebody, don't these people have health insurance? Well, this is back in, 2015, Obamacare was around.
Yeah, they had some.
Should have had it.
They could have had something.
Man, fucking terrible.
Just bad people.
Hey, so where's your dad? Funny, you should ask. Hey, your dad's not around anymore. What's going on?
My dad likes fish and chips?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you a story.
Yeah. He won a trip to London. It was a one-way ticket. We couldn't believe it.
We didn't even know what to say except goodbye.
Wouldn't that be funny if he starts writing letters back? Hey, you fucking wankers. I'm here in London. The Beatles took me in.
My last name is now Blacksmith.
That's right. I own a pub. It's called the Forget Me Not. I don't know what the special is, but fuck, I got a bunch of people helping me. Oh, I got this accent. It's much like Madonna did. Fucking cunt.
Hello.
Yeah, so what a fuck. Hello. I mean, that's despicable. Now, I already erased the story. Well, whatever. Speaking of despicable, why not? This is, to me, I segment two, I usually bring up stories that I think are like, sometimes
you're
mainstream.
You're going to top that? Let's see.
I'm going to top it. I'm going to top it. Men in animal costumes raped child repeatedly.
Oh, Easter.
Yeah. In Warminster, Pennsylvania, a Pennsylvania boy told state prosecutors that he was forced to dress as Tony the Tiger. And let me tell you, it wasn't great. at a perverse fetish party, or at a few parties in which he was repeatedly sexually abused by men dressed as animal costumes. Prosecutors said the 14-year-old allegations paint a horrifying portrait of members of a child predator ring that took turns raping him at furry parties, it's called. Held in Bucks County beginning back in 2009, police have arrested five people. Oddly enough, they're still wearing those fucking outfits. Who they say were involved in the ring, a multi-state sweep that began when federal agents lured the first defendant to what he thought was a meeting with a 13-year-old boy for oral sex.
Listen.
Who can't turn down oral sex?
This may be the first rape case that you have to say that you kind of dressed for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You were really asking for it the way you dressed. You knew they were furries. This is so awful. Only,
I mean, the fact that this exists, like there's guys that work this, they put this thing together. I see, mean, that's what, here's the thing. If you don't think that a bunch of fucking la-la fucking loony fucking Islamic Muslim guys that hate everybody, right, that they want to kill America, they want to get themselves in history books,
right,
you know, that you don't think they would put in some mass devastation. Meanwhile, you got these American guys dressing up like, I don't know, fucking Captain Crunch in the fucking Gorilla.
Captain Caveman.
Right? Yeah, Captain Caveman! Yeah. And they're fucking, again, 12-year-old boys, like, hey, we're going to have a costume party. But hey, we're going to come over, the kid doesn't know what's going on. How stupid is this 13-year-old?
That's what I said. You know, you dress up like it, can't really blame yourself or blame anyone else for it.
The child victim was repeatedly abused over a 7 or 8 year period. He keeps going. I don't get it. A criminal who cared only about their gratification. They cared nothing for the young boy. Well, I think they did like his ass. Court documents
so gross.
Don't list the attorney for blah, blah, blah. The boy told authorities that Fensky at times would dress up in a furry red fox costume with full long sleeves and pants, a zipper in the back, paw gloves, and a fox head with pointy ears before raping him. Four other men who were accused of participating in the abuse of Fensky's home were arrested in Pennsylvania and embarrassed to their likelihood. The boy is reportedly related to one of the men and had lived with his grandmother when the abuse started. So I guess he's at the house.
The fox ears got me interested. Everything else, yeah. I was like, ew, yeah. Fox ears.
The fox ears. It's always hot, fox ears. Man.
The abrupt pedophilia in our society these days is overwhelming. I'm not saying that there's more pedophilia than there's ever been. I think this is just exactly the same amount, but
per
people
ratio.
Are talking about it a lot more nowadays.
A lot more people are not as loose-lipped as they were in the past. Everybody's being more expressive.
I bet the pun was intended there.
Yeah, I tell you. You know, it's funny because population's growing, right? And, you know, people always ask, that's a big question. Are people becoming more perverse? Or is just there more people that are perverse? Like, I mean, perversion has been around.
Perversion's been, yeah.
Yeah.
Caligula.
Since, right? You know since, I mean? Since day one. You know, the minute the guy looked down at his dick and he flicked it, well, you know, he twiggled it, he didn't know what to do with it.
Was the one guy that goes, it's right there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, it's like it,
it's right there by my hand.
It goes right where you're at.
Stock joke. I've seen many cruise ship comics tell. It's like if God didn't want us to jerk off, why would it reach right and you put right your hand right on your cock?
Too funny.
Yeah. Well,
why do you put it on my cock? On a cruise ship.
Well, a cruise ship comic is going to use your other cock, and he's going to use someone else's cock for the joke. That's what they do. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and I'm here with Ciro Gobrick.
Hey.
And by the way, we got the sub satellites coming up. We're trying to get people to our venues. Mine is on May 24th at Tavolino's. 15 comics will be competing. It's a one nighter. So I had time for all doing 5 minutes. The winner gets a spot at the World Series of Comedy Satellite at McGurdy's, which by the way, I'll be there this Wednesday through Saturday with Ty Rivera, great club. So you'll be at that
great show.
You'll be at that satellite. And we're also going to give $100 to the grand prize, the first place winner, and a feature spot at Tavolino's. $50 bucks for the second place and the MC spot.
Nice.
And then third place will get an MC spot. So, you know, offer a little more, you know, make it, because that's what we usually do for the So you think you could feature contest.
Right.
But, dude, it's a lot of work. You know, it's like, when is your schedule?
Mine's scheduled for the 20th of February, so.
Oh, it's coming up sooner.
My deadline's coming up, like, yesterday, so it's, you know, it's been a headache.
How many people signed up?
I have 5 guaranteed, and I need
15.
I need 15 total, so yeah. I'm 10 down. We're looking at 10 days till the end. So
yeah, and they got to sign up. Now, the comics have to pay $55 to sign up, but that gets them an entry into the World Series of Comedy main event in Vegas.
Right.
It also gives them an entry automatically, like even if they don't win the contest, they could still end up getting into the satellite in McGurty's by their video submission.
Right.
Which is all for $55. Plus, I think if you do it now, you can sign up for free. For 2 or 3 other satellites in different places. I'm signed up for there's a new club in, I don't know, Pittsburgh area. I'm going to Sprinkles, I don't know what the fuck it's called, something like that. I tell comics to sign up because I got a lot of work from these. You know, especially the World Series of Comedy. I was a finalist in 2015, and I got about 15 weeks of feature work.
Right.
For doing that. So, not to mention it's a good experience, it's a great way to hone your craft. As a comic, to be in front of other people, do a 5 minutes, not just doing the same contest here in South Florida. You go to Florida's Funniest, you do these contests, these are the same people in the contest. And again, these satellites, I'm sure I'm going to have the same people at mine. I think we got 3 people signed up at mine right now. So,
I think one of the most important thing to me about the World Series is the actual networking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the fun, dude.
You know what I mean?
The World Series of Comedy main event in Vegas. I've been there a few times now. It's like every other comic that it's funny because you see the same people now. And so it's like camp. It's like summer camp at this point for us. And like somebody says, you're going to keep entering. I go, I may enter until I win the motherfucker. If I win it, I'm never going to enter again. But in the meantime, why not? I go to satellites that I want work. If I'm getting work from a satellite, I won't go to that satellite and try to win it. I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm going to get in on the Vegas show because I'm already a favored kind of guy. I've done my time. There's a new room that I said I'm going to do that one. You know what I mean? If I'm not working it, I definitely suggest you guys should do it. Sign up. Just get in there and fucking do it. Mine's on May 24th. Yours is coming up in February. It's
February
a priority.
20th.
Sign up for fucking Ciro's room.
19th hole.
And do that show. Go to worldseriesofcomedy.com and click on Florida, and then you'll see it. Just hold it there, and you'll see a list of sub-satellites, and just go through the process and have a video. And here's the thing, guys. If you're a comic, and this, again, there's a lot of people. If you're a comic and, and somebody says, the first thing I do when I book somebody is like, can I send me a video? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And don't have it be a video where your girlfriend holding it and laughing her ass off at every fucking joke you tell, and when she laughs, it fucking shakes. Get yourself a nice tripod, set up a fucking, get a good audio. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't put it right next to the waiter station. I watched somebody's video. It's like it was right by the fucking bar. Ice buckets and shit. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? I can't listen to this. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Ciro Dobrik, and we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hi, this is Ty Rivera, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. He's not a dickhead, and he's not popping peas.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thanks, Peter Leonard. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Like, not like we haven't already.
I don't.
The last story is so fucking crazy for segment two, but
we should really change it up.
Yeah, this is, here's a story. Woman hit officer with hands while doing sword tricks. I'm always interested in what people's choice of interaction is. When you get pulled over, or the police, the popo,
that was her audition to get out of the ticket.
Watch this. Manchester, New Hampshire. A New Hampshire woman is accused of striking a police officer in the face, with her hands while demonstrating a sword trick. Police respond to the Manchester home of 51-year-old Lisa Bunker. Let's call her Obi-Wan Kenobi. On Monday night, for a report of possible domestic disturbance involving a sword. They say Bunker accidentally struck herself with the sword, causing a cut over her eye. Her ex-husband suffered small cuts to both hands while trying to take the sword away. When police arrived, authorities say Bunker started demonstrating sword tricks and struck an officer in the face with her hands. Bunker was charged with resisting arrest, simple assault, reckless conduct, and just being a fucking dumbass.
Oh, Edith, why you gotta go and do that for?
I want to show you my sword trick. I mean, this is what cops, this is the shit cops deal with. Like, they come over, what happened, ma'am? Did he hit you? No, I was playing with my sword and I cut my face. And the guy's got his hands all. I lived on the beach one time in Pompano, and there was this like blonde lady. You know, she looked like one of these ladies that used to be hot. You know, and she's older now. And then there was this one dude. You know, he's a regular guy. You know, hung out with her and stuff. And they would argue once. You'd hear him because it was on the first floor, right there on the beach. And so he comes over to my house one day. He's got a fucking slice in his arm. Like it's like she took a knife, tried to kill him or something. He had like a slice on his forearm. I'm like, because I got to come in. I'm like, dude, you ain't coming to my apartment fucking bleeding like that, dude. You know, what the fuck? Call 911. You know, get the fucking somebody. What am I, a doctor? What is a MASH unit? Get the fuck out of here. You're bleeding
That's
everywhere.
So hilarious.
Yeah. Here's a story. Pair had sex while kids were in the car. Don't pay attention. Mommy and daddy are wrestling. Yeah. I mean, again, jeez. Here's the thing. This is why I'm so fearful of what I'm seeing. It's like, I mean, first of all, a lot of parents, like my parents, weren't the smartest people in the world, right? They came from Europe, you know, and you know, they couldn't help me with math and that kind of stuff. You know, God bless them, but they put me here. You know, they gave me a roof, shelter, they fed. You know what I mean?
Something anything, about anything, morals.
You know, yeah, I got all that I got. You know, I was raised Roman Catholic, so I was, you know, I was, you know, basically told, you know, be, you know, I had three older brothers, so you learn a lot from those interactions. Kind of affects you. But yeah, pair had sex while kids were in the car. A Pennsylvania couple are facing disorderly conduct charges after a cop caught them Sunday afternoon having sex in a car while two children were seated in the rear of the vehicle. What's mommy doing?
Were they in the car seats? Because yeah. If they were in the car seats and maybe
it's safe.
It's
like facing the other way.
Yeah.
State trooper responding to a call discovered Taylor Skursky, 26, and Tori Rudsell, 28, having sex in the front of a black Honda Accord, which everyone knows is not easy.
That's tough.
According to 12:30 p.m., the two young children were in the rear passenger seat while Skursky left, these two characters up here. let's see.
How many miles were on the car? Cause,
yeah, you want to buy it? Let's see if it's on Kelly Blue Book.
I think it'll last a little bit more.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people? Yeah. I don't know.
Court records show that Rutsky's rap sheet includes convictions of careless driving, criminal trespass, theft, disorderly conduct, harassment, and resisting arrest. Hey, that's a father of the year right there.
All while having sex in a car.
At least he had the kid with him. You know what I mean? He didn't like drop him off in a fucking London. Yeah, we're gonna have sex.
He's more responsible, I guess.
I guess it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. You don't give a fuck about your family members anymore.
I can't believe you did all that while having sex in the car.
Yeah, exactly. Daddy, what's mommy doing? Bouncing in your lap? We're practicing a cheerleading fucking thing for the Super Bowl. Mommy,
why? Oh my God, it's Janet Jackson.
Why does Daddy look like he's scared?
Daddy, say something. I saw the funniest thing yesterday. I was looking up like Andrew Dice Clay stuff, and
yeah.
He was on Conan, and he was talking about Trump, and he goes, you think I'm behind him, huh? This motherfucker stole my act. He gets up and he does the that's my shit. And you know, if I would have came up with that, you guys would have fucking crucified me. But no.
I heard he's coming to the Black Box Theater in Boca. Not that I want to give those fucking pricks over there any fucking Yeah. John actually, he said he'd try to contact the guy who books it.
He put it on the thing. He said, Randy Singer, I would love to open for the Ducks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Randy's going to respond right away.
Well, yeah, because he's the only one that would like to open for the Dice in the world ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Randy's never, you know, because, you know, the idea is like, hey, they're both dirty because John's dirty. And I said, it's going to be the opposite. They're going to want to have somebody.
Completely.
Yeah, because they're going to bring a big, obviously, they're going to It's going to be a packed house. Good for them.
It's one of those moments where, depending on how your act is, some people, your idols, you can't open for.
Yeah.
You're just like them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or your style will get the crowd. If say your opener has some good fucking lines for 1 minute, and then you're like, this sucks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know, it's like I wouldn't want to have somebody open with me that's married to an Asian woman. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a fat guy, chubby guy that's married to an Asian.
Jokes would coincide?
Yeah.
Any collusion?
You know, I tell that story about, famous story about, you know, Fat Chops, that I try to get him banned from the New York Comedy Club.
Right, because...
because, you know...
After the hosting, he started doing the things that you were doing.
Well, his jokes were similar, and, you know, I'm like, dude, it's a professional call. Don't get pissed. I didn't tell... You know what I mean? After I got him into the club. So, you know, it's just that you don't want that. You're going to, you know, it's that simple. I don't give a fuck how funny somebody is. You know, that's a big question with comics. Sometimes you get people that don't want somebody really strong. I mean, there's headliners that don't want really strong people opening for them.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, they don't want to work their ass off, you know? I don't know if I'd want, you know, I mean, when I get people, I mean, I don't think I'm a pussy. When I headline, I've had Tim Hanlon open for me. Tim's fucking hilarious. Nice. I've had Will Rock the House Lewis open for me. He's a fucking crazy. I mean,
that's a crusher.
Yeah, he's a fucking killer. You know, so don't you know? Hey, get back to the news here. Speeding driver gives police the most ridiculous excuse. What do you think it is?
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to take a shit.
That's obvious. That's obvious. There's one that I use. Doesn't work very often, but I mean, I was being chased by, oh wait, that's you.
Oh, shit. What do you mean?
Like, I'm so high that I was like, no, sir, I'm being chased by, oh, it was you the whole time, copper. You know what I mean? Yeah. I never get away. No excuse I can.
I got you. So, like, I was speeding because I was trying to get away from you, and then I realized, oh, wait a minute.
Exactly.
It's funny.
Stupid.
I remember when you in high school, you used that. I got to take a shit really bad. And then the cop looked at me and was like, well, I guess you're going to shit yourself and get a ticket.
Wow.
It's going to be a bad day. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the wind. When police officers in Western Australia stopped a speeding car or pickup truck, they call it. I would recognize the model in Australia. A truck in Bootenall on Monday, the unidentified driver claimed to be exceeding this legal limit because the wind was pushing me.
Oh.
Three Springs police of the driver's booking sheet shown here on Twitter. She was fined, the person was fined $200 in Aussie dollars, which is about 150 U.S. for driving 10 miles over the fucking speed limit of 68 miles per hour. Now, when I'm on the road, let's say a lot of times highways are 70 miles an hour. I think it's okay if I just put my cruise control at 81.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to get bothered.
Usually.
Right?
Usually, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm thinking, okay, that's fine. You know, I'm not going to rush. You know?
So, wow.
Because when I leave my foot on the gas and I'm driving, next thing I know, I look down, I'm doing like 98, you know, because that's
without
just...
without even thinking about it.
Yeah. You know, I'm driving a, you know, decent Volvo. It's not, you know. But are you a fast driver?
No.
No?
I'm not anymore. I mean, when I was younger, of course, you want to get to where you're going until you realize I've stopped at every light I've passed people at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, okay, maybe I should just relax and just drive. But driving cross country, definitely cruise control it. You know what I mean? Put it like 8 miles over. That's my... You said 11 miles. And I'm like...
Yeah, it's pushing it, you think?
You're pushing it in Tennessee, yeah. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, well, if I'm in Tennessee, I'm doing the fucking speed limit.
Exactly.
I don't want to be hearing banjos. Remember the last time
one
I got ass fucked?
Seriously, had to, just because of circumstances, the rest of the 595 miles of Texas... 1 mile under the speed limit, just in case.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Definitely
I was like,
Texas.
Nope.
I could. That would be funny watching the interaction you and a cop from Texas.
It sucked.
Where are you from, boy?
It sucked so bad, horrible.
Well, it's funny. I don't know if this story coincides with John's story about. Did John say blue guys in the parking lot? Oh no. He said that he got arrested in the parking lot.
He got arrested in the parking lot of Wendy's, but his close friends says he was blowing guys.
Yeah. The guy that was really trying to, But here's a, I don't know, this is weird. Burger King workers sold marijuana at drive-thru. I wonder if John's name's in the story. And no, it's Epping, New Hampshire. Police say two employees at a New Hampshire Burger King have been arrested on drug charges after authorities were tipped off that drive-thru customers who asked for extra crispy fries got marijuana with their meal.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Not a bad, you know, not a bad little, you know, have it your way, motherfucker.
I thought the code was burnt fries.
Burnt fries? Yeah, yeah, that's better.
I would, don't.
Well, crispy.
Extra crispy. That's
crispy.
Normal.
Getting crispy.
Yeah.
Getting all crispy. Well, they're in New Hampshire, so that's cold up there. Isn't it cold in there? So that, you know, the crispy, they get high and they don't feel the cold.
I guess.
But I like burnt fries.
But that's balls. You're gonna sell that out of the drive through the Burger King.
I think they caught somebody else recently doing that shit through a McDonald's.
Don't get me wrong, you're an innovator. You really are. But
police say 20-year-old Garrett Norris was arrested Saturday after police conducted a sting operation. Several officers got pretty fat in the whole process. Also arrested was 19-year-old Megan Dearborn, the shift manager. Yeah, because you got to get her, and you know, hey, you got to give her, hey, listen, I'm doing this. Yeah, I'll give you a little money. Wallace said drugs weren't put in the food. They were sold in a separate container. He said the operation did involve the franchise owners. Thank God.
Sounds like a crime wave in there.
Which means that place is still open. Norris and Dearborn are scheduled for arraignment coming up on February 28th. So, now... this is a big, big time in China, right? It's like it's the Lunar New Year and everything. They're celebrating. It's like a big, you know, things are big time over there. It's like a,
I think, yeah, but
it's like a year round Mardi Gras in China.
The, zodiac this year is the year of the fire rooster, or
yeah, the chicken, the fire
cock.
Yeah, fire cock.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not a fire
it does,
cock.
It does explain Donald Trump. I don't.
It's not a fire cock. Okay, it's not a fire. It's not a fucking fire cock. Hey, man, calm down, bro. It's a fire. Why does he say fire cock?
Why does he say fire cock?
What the fuck is wrong with him? He a fire cock. He got fire. He dick a fire. Okay, understand the fire cock.
He Johnny Cash. Fire cock.
Fire. The fire.
That's ring of fire, yeah. Sir.
Yeah, ring of fire cock. He get a ring of fire cock with a cock of fire ring. Every purchase when you come out to Alibaba.com.
It's funny.
Yeah, China girlfriend rental app gets leg up from Lunar New Year. Like, there's so many single dudes in China. Like, there's so many guys because all the parents are killing the fucking girls.
All right.
For one. So, you know, there's all these dudes. They're all, they don't, who the fuck, you know, and what are they going to look different? They're going to go around trying to pick up chicks. You know, what's... Why are you different from Pak Song? You know, fucking Ching, Yu Chang. You know, fuck. I don't know. I know it's racist, but I don't give a fuck. Beijing has millions of... hold on a second. Karma's killing me.
That was immediate.
Ancient Chinese secret fucking just... fucking somebody from the Wu, Ming, and... I don't know.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang Clan. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. As millions of China head home to celebrate the Lunar New Year holiday with their families, 24-year-old Lulu is busy answering messages on a mobile app from desperate men looking to hire
her name's Lulu.
Oh my God, an instant girlfriend whom they can present to mom and dad.
Ancient Chinese curse over there, I'll tell you what.
I think I just had a fucking fire cock in my throat.
It's true. When the Chinese play jokes, they really do put pee-pee in your coke over there.
Hey, I hope you like your tea. I make a special for you. Really? What'd you do? Oh, don't worry. Just a drink.
Just a drink.
Trust me.
You're so good at that. That's funny.
You've
had so many family dinners.
Just trust me. Eat it. My wife, sometimes Cambodian food's horrible. like smells horrible. Like. You know, my mother was like, you try. I go, I don't even want it in front of me. And then it smells like shit. It's
right.
It has a smell like, oh. And then you eat it. It's like, wow, how the fuck can... Then I started thinking, how could something smell so bad but taste... Wait a minute.
Yeah. Such a Trump supporter.
On visits home during the holidays, which kicks off on Friday, single people are often subjected to tough lectures from relatives. Oh, you don't have a girlfriend. You are fucking gay. You are like a dick.
You must have like a family.
Yeah. Why you not have a baby? You're 35 years old. You're fucking... Are you gay? You suck a cock? What?
You suck a fire cock.
Yeah, you suck a fire cock. This is your fire cock. You fucking fire cock. Come out of the fucking closet.
So some singles resort to hiring fake girlfriends and boyfriends to appease their parents. Not a bad app idea if you're in China. Like, you get to fuck a bunch of people. Hey, cute people.
Pretty sure I knew a girl that was a real live person that was, like, in that app. They were just going to China and date people. And they're like, what?
Really?
Yeah.
And what's she doing here?
Not sure. Not sure why we were dating. Don't even know what was going on. I'm like, oh, okay.
What do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a girlfriend for people. You're a whore. No, I don't fuck nobody.
No.
I just meet the parents.
So, what do you say? 3 months in where? Guam?
Yeah.
Guam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. You have to sit and, you know, to act like my girlfriend. Yeah, that's called a girlfriend experience, GFE. No, I no touch of your dick. Prices surge around the time of the Lunar New Year. 3,000 to 10,000 won.
Wow.
Yeah, the person who runs it says, I'm still seeking people to fill in my time slot, said the woman from southwestern province in Sichuan, which also makes a wonderful sauce. I love spicy Szechuan sauce. who's just 2 half-day slots left to fill over for the next 7 days. But only those who stay in the same province as me, I don't have time to waste on travel. Yeah. Yeah, so things are fucking rough in China.
They're getting spicy over there.
Hold on a second. I just heard on the news, CNN just wrote, there are people protesting in the streets that nobody has dates in China. They're crying. Senator Schumer is saying he's got tears of fucking sorrow because there's men in China that have to go on an app to get a girlfriend and please their parents.
Do they not know how insecure they look when they cry on TV?
You mean the politicians?
Yeah. Do they not get it yet?
Yeah, it's like a... Now, you know, again, we go back to this thing about Facebook. Everybody, I mean, there's a lot of people that, like, I'll be honest with you, when it first happened, I was taken by it in the sense that, you know, I hate being stuck at the airport, period, right? So I'm like, all right. So I'm like, I felt bad for anybody that had to go through that shit. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute, though. It's 120 days. What the fuck? He said he was going to do. He's going to do it. You know, but here's the funny thing. But even back then, you know, obviously, even back then during the election, and they were campaigning, they said, oh, my God, he's gonna ban all my, you know, again, the fucking, the, you know, people just trying to generate hate for no reason. And again, I don't mind. I mean, there's certain things in life I fear. Like I said, I'm worried about, you know, non fucking open mic terrorists coming in.
Of course.
And really, you know, like blowing up fucking Miami. You know what I mean? You know, that's what I'm worried about. But there's certain things I'm worried about. So, you know, but I mean, for God's sakes, you know, fuck. It's a 120-day ban on 5 nations. Like we said, that Obama has.
Yeah.
Isolated. The Obama administration said these are the people. These are the people we need to concentrate if we're going to be focusing on immigration and people coming in this country, right?
Right.
And I laugh at John. He was trying to say that's a stat that a liberal would say. You know, Trump doesn't have any fucking businesses there. That's why he's picking on these people. I'm like, could it be that these are fucking war, you know, zones and people? There's, you know, no stability there to have a fucking Trump, you know.
And, you know, there's an old Bill Hicks joke where we're talking about the Iraqi war. You know what I mean?
Right.
You really can't call it a war. And all the news reports would come out and go, oh, they had magnificent weapons. Way good weapons. How do you know?
Right.
Check the receipt. Well, listen, if you can check the receipt on the weapons these people are using in these war-torn countries, a little more vetting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe Vietnam vetting of these people, but vet them a little more. And I'm not
anti-human. I'll go ahead and say this: if there's anybody still at the airport, and get them, you know, get let them go home. I mean, I think they're all gone. I gotta check that. I don't know if that's an alternative fact or not, but I'll see if that's a fact or not before we go. But that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Again, I want to thank Ciro for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Dougie.
And, of course, don't forget to go to Wake World Series of Comedy and sign up for his satellite coming up in February. Have fun and go and do it. And while you do it, then after that, you can sign up for mine.
Have a great time.
Yeah, and have fun one way or the other. This is going to be an interesting week. Wednesday's Wise Guys Comedy Show is going to be fun. I will not be there, but it'll be hosted by Terry Wayne. I'll be our host along with our feature performer, Give me a second. I was like, oh, Dwayne Duke, actually a comic from Ohio. And our headliner, the princess of parodies, Tracy Cannon. Very funny lady. It's going to be a cleaner show. Ty Rivera was there last week, which is edgy and nuts. But, you know, Tracy. And like I said, speaking of Ty Rivera, I'll be opening for him Wednesday through Saturday at McGurdy's in Sarasota. 7 p.m. shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 7 and 9:30. So come out to that and tell me you heard it on the show, and they'll probably charge you extra. That's it. Aside from that, anything going on with you?
Just my open mic on Mondays coming up at 10 o'clock.
Monday nights.
Out in Pembroke Road, 19th hole.
In Hallandale, just short of the Mardi Gras Casino.
Yeah.
So cool. Check it out if you're a comic. Thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. We have a fan page on Facebook. Go to it. We have a lot of posts. If you like our political humor, I usually post interesting shit I see. Totally. I always love when somebody puts something on there that makes sense. You know, in a sense, like it's, you know.
It's very rare.
Yeah, like CBS. Sense. Like, I don't know. CBS. This is funny. I posted something on there yesterday through the page where CBS reported that from 2012 to 2015, the Obama administration, Obama, deported over 3.5 million illegal aliens that were in this country.
Nope.
Nobody talked. Nobody said nothing about it. And then one person says, well, yeah, because they were illegal. You know, these people have green cards now. I said, look, they're not coming in. They're being held up for a little bit. Oh, no. All right. So anyway, we all know the story. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Follow us on Facebook as well.
At Zero Karma Comedy Detroit. Thank you so much.
There you go, guys. Thanks for coming, buddy. We'll see you again. See you guys tomorrow. Peter Leonard and Elder David should be here. Right here at the same spot. Take care.
And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beam of light hit the ground.